My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. What's up, family? Welcome to episode 62 of The H Project. You know, I want to start off and I want to say, I hope you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving. Holidays are amazing because, you know, I truly think that there's nothing better than eating good food and being with your loved ones. And that's a fact. It's practically science. But now onto this episode, I have the privilege to speak with Australia's own Michael McGovern. Michael started his own brewery with a couple of his buddies, and now they've just teamed up with Activision's Black Ops 2 video game. Now, you know, they're just doing a bunch of amazing stuff. They just also got the keys to their own space so they can continue to manufacture their beer, which is kudos to them. They're just a really cool company, very young, and they're going to be everywhere one day, mark my words. And you guys are going to hear it first. And from the H Project. But before we get into that episode, today's challenge of the day is to meet someone new, or I want you to contact someone that you've not talked to in a while. And this person can be an old friend or old roommate, an old family member. Contact someone, you know, learn from them. There's so much things you can do when you create relationships. You can leverage them. You know, there's just so much things you can do, so much you can learn. And life is about creating meaningful relationships to begin with. So that's my challenge to you. Now, I want you to enjoy this episode with Black Hops Brewery's own Michael McGovern. Welcome to another episode of The H Project. Today I have on a special guest from Australia. This guy and a few of his friends started their own beer, their own brewery, and hooked up with Activision, who is the creator of Black Ops, the video game. So I welcome Michael McGovern to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. My name is Michael McGovern. I'm one of the co-founders of Black Ops Brewing. We started Black Ops Brewing just over 12 months ago as a craft brewery on the Gold Coast in Australia. And we have been spending the past 12 months doing what's called gypsy brewing. So we brew our beer out of other breweries using their equipment when it's not in use, all this while kind of raising the money and organizing to open our own brewery on the Gold Coast. And as you mentioned, about 6 months ago, we got in touch with Activision and started working with them about releasing a beer for the new Call of Duty game, which is just got released 2 weeks ago here in Australia. And it's pretty exciting. It's still selling at the moment. And we're really enjoying hearing all the feedback.
Yeah, no, for sure. You guys' packaging looked pretty amazing. And it's super cool. I mean, so the Black Ops video game, and there's Black Hops, as in this company, the beer. So it's pretty funny. But before we really get into the interview, I wanted to ask, how much do you love beer? How passionate are you about it?
Oh, God. that's a really easy question for me to answer. I mean, beer is my life, basically. I've spent the past 8 years brewing beer commercially. But, you know, that kind of passion goes back into my late teens and early 20s, as I'm sure a lot of guys do. It was always something I dreamt about creating and turning into a career. And I don't think I really understood how that was going to happen back then. But I just kind of felt that it would. I knew that I was going to make beer and be a brewer. So yeah, to finally now be opening my own brewery is definitely a bit of a dream coming to fruition.
Sure, for sure. Can you give us, I know we talked a little bit about it before we actually started the interview, but can you give us just a little backstory of how Black Hops got came together, really, how you and your other partners, Dan and Eddie, came together?
Yeah, sure. So Dan, Eddie, and myself, we've known each other for about 5 years now through other breweries that I've worked at, and you know, we've been friends since then. And we got together just about 14 months ago, and we were just sitting around the pub having a beer. Eddie had this idea for brewing an eggnog stout. It was this new recipe he'd come up with, and he didn't think anyone had really done it before. And I loved the idea from the start. I thought it was a great idea. I said, you know what, rather than sit here and talk about it, let's come back in 2 weeks and brew it at my house, and we'll do it on my homebrew system. that I'd built. And so, sure enough, 2 weeks later, we came back, we brewed this beer, and anyone who kind of knows us knows that we don't really do things by halves. So it wasn't quite enough to just brew some homebrew and share amongst our friends. So, you know, before we knew it, we created a website and a bit of a brand around what we were doing. We started a blog before we'd even started making the beer. As soon as the beer was ready, we sent it out to a lot of influencers in the craft beer community, just to get some feedback. And everyone just assumed that we were starting a brewery. And so we had a chat about it and looked into what it was going to take to do that. And sure enough, we did. We decided we're going to let's turn this into a business. And it just made a lot of sense for all of us.
Sure.
So yeah, 12 months later, we just got the keys to our new factory, and we're opening a brewery now.
Dude, that's sweet, isn't it? It's kind of crazy. A lot of stories kind of come to that. Like, you're just a bunch of guys together, and you just kind of have the idea, you just kind of start doing it, and next thing you know, it's a business. People are interested, people are asking you questions. It's pretty intense.
For us, it was definitely a culmination of, like, the right skills at the right time. So, it had been a plan for me to, you know, one day obviously have my own brewery, but I needed the right team, and Eddie and Dan and myself really kind of clicked as soon as that idea sparked, and that's just resonated through everything we've done since.
Cool, man. That's really cool. I'm not too familiar with beer in general. I'm not a big beer drinker, but it's a pretty intensive process to make it, right? To brew it. Can you kind of give us the backstory? How do you even make beer?
All of our beers are made from scratch, from raw ingredients. So we use barley and wheat, water, hops, and yeast. It's about a 4-week turnaround from, like, when we brew the beer to when it's actually ready. Okay. And then we put it into kegs and ultimately bottles as well.
Nice. How do you choose the ingredients? Like, did you guys just sit down together and say, okay, well, I like this? Or is it pretty common ingredients that go in it?
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of different styles of beers, and for us it was just having a conversation about what type of beers do we like, and what do we think are going to represent our company, what will sit well within a core range of beers for us, and that was really easy for us. We're all pretty passionate about craft beer and have a good head around that, so it was just a case of us having a chat, like, let's brew this style of beer. We'd do a pilot batch at home. Mm-hmm. Test out some recipes, play around with some different flavors, ingredients until we were happy, and then we'd scale that up into a commercial batch.
Sure, that's cool. How do those ranges change? So you go from a pilot scale, and then you want to make more of it. Is it, what's the process of that? Like, how different is the pilot to the commercial? You know, do they come out kind of different?
Totally. It's not like brewing beer is not an exact science. You're dealing with, like, raw ingredients that are very seasonal. You're dealing with different equipment, which has different results. So I'm lucky in the sense that I've brewed on a lot of different brewing systems. So in my head, it's quite easy for me to be able to scale and change those recipes based on the circumstances in which we're brewing. So we might take a 20-liter brew, 4 or 5 gallons, and we'll scale that up to, you know, for instance, this Activision beer, which was 5,000 liters, which is massive. It's a huge jump, but I'm really comfortable brewing those large volumes because I've been doing it for so long that I'm confident in scaling those recipes. In an ideal world, you would have time to test out those scales and make sure that everything is perfect. But that's kind of the beauty of craft beer, is that it's never 100% the same. It's kind of a bit more organic and living, and it's almost an art form for us.
Sure. That's pretty cool, man. You're like the master brewer. That's it. You're master brewer. Whose idea was it to join forces with Activision?
Yeah, well, they actually contacted us first. They had an idea to brew a beer. To go with the game. Someone in their marketing arm said, hey, what about making a beer for the game? And quickly after that, someone said to them, you better talk to these Black Ops guys, because the name is just such a perfect fit. If we're going to make a beer, we should do it with these guys. Sure. So they contacted us, and at first we didn't know whether to believe it was real or not. It was just so surreal. And we sat around after we got the email, and we were kind of a little bit skeptical of it all. Like, is this a scam or is this just a hoax? But, you know, the email was legit and, you know, it was such a great opportunity. So we jumped on the phone call and I said, oh, look, you know, if they turn around and ask for our credit card number, I'll hang up. But if they don't, I'll see where it goes. Yeah. And sure enough, it was real. And before we knew it, we were working with, you know, Activision on an international scale to put this beer together, which was, yeah, cool and such an awesome journey.
That's pretty sweet. How supportive have they been to you guys? They've been pretty supportive through this whole journey. I know kind of approaching you and I don't know, I guess bringing you up to that level, you know, it's pretty intense. Yeah. But they've been pretty supportive, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it was always a bit daunting dealing with them at the start because they're like a $14 billion company, and we're a small microbrewery on the Gold Coast in Queensland that doesn't even have their own brewery yet. Sure. So it was always going to be a little bit daunting, but they were super supportive. We were pretty adamant from the start that if we were going to do this for us, it had to be a beer that we were proud of. Mm-hmm. We couldn't just make something like, you know, Budweiser or, you know, something tasteless and flavorless and bland and just slap a sticker on it. So for us, it had to be a beer that we would be proud to put our name to. And they were just totally fine with that. Like, they left the entire the brewing side of things to us. We pitched a few ideas to them. They loved them. We sent them some samples. They said, yep, let's do this.
That's cool, man. Did they help you with the artwork of the box and the packaging?
Yeah. Absolutely. So we were so fortunate to be able to work with like the design teams that are behind Activision and Treyarch. So those guys are just unreal at what they do. Sure. And, you know, they put together some concepts. And if you've seen the artwork of the beer, it looks amazing. Like, yeah. We're just so stoked with it.
Yeah, it looked really good. What are some of the challenges that you guys have had to overcome to, first of all, be where you guys are now, you know, being a gypsy brewer? And what are some of the challenges you guys are still facing?
Sure. So for us, the challenge was that this was actually quite a big project for us to take on. And we were taking it on mm-hmm. at a time where we were focusing on starting our own brewery, which is, you know, it's a full-time job in itself. So the biggest challenge for us was managing that time and not letting even how cool it was to work with Activision, not letting that distract us from what we had to do behind the scenes and getting our doors open, getting our equipment ordered. The challenges we face now is getting the doors open on our brewery. So we've got our equipment arriving just before Christmas. We've got a lot of renovating and stuff that needs to be done to get that across the line. But that'll be our kind of... That's where we'll focus all our attention, I reckon, over the next month or so.
Yeah, Santa Claus is bringing some equipment, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a good Christmas present.
That's cool, man. You guys carry a range of beer, and they're all slightly different. I'm sure you can kind of tell me kind of the differences between them, but I'll name a couple. You have the Gold Coast Pale Ale, the Beach House Ale, Eggnog Stout, kind of like we talked about earlier, the Code Red. Yeah. Just to name a few, but which beer is the most popular with the customers and which one has been your favorite?
Cool. So the beer of ours that's kind of the biggest seller at the moment and definitely the most popular is our Beach House Ale, which is cool because it's also our favorite. We didn't know if that would really click with the public. It's a beer that we all like. Dan, Eddie, and myself are really... We love French saisons, so that's why we brewed the beer. We initially brewed it just for ourselves because we wanted to drink that type of beer. We modified the style slightly. It's quite a traditional style. It's a French farmhouse ale. It's been brewed for hundreds of years, and we just took that style and modified it a little bit to suit the Australian climate. Made it a little bit more easy drinking. Used some like Australian hops and wheat in the recipe. But we still used a traditional French saison yeast that's, you know, dates back to, you know, the French abbeys of the 1500s. So it's got a lot of tradition there with some like New World twist, and it's just been selling like crazy. We can't keep up with the orders for that beer, and that's awesome because sometimes as a brewery owner, like, your most popular beer is often your blandest. So it's what most people find approachable. So you spend a lot of time making a beer that you're not necessarily, it's not your favorite beer, but you know, you understand that most people like it. We're fortunate enough that our most popular beer at the moment is our favorite, which is cool. Yeah,
that's really cool, man. I kind of did the image I think I get in my head. I just see you guys making beer, just drinking beer all day, hanging out, you know, playing me, like just so chill. It sounds super fun, man.
Yeah.
But I know you kind of said before, you kind of wanted to create a company or brewery that wasn't just very bland and basic, kind of like some other ones that you said. But besides branding with Activision, what separates your beer from some of the other craft beers or breweries?
Yeah, I think in craft brewing, like if you're going to focus all your attention on making good beer and nothing else, like I don't think you're trying hard enough. I think if you're going to start a craft brewery, you have to expect that you're making world-class beer. Like, that's a given.
Yeah.
It's what you do above and beyond that's going to make you a successful brewery, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, we're very passionate about making good beer, and I think we do definitely do that. But what separates us from the rest of from the other breweries in Australia, I believe, is not necessarily our beer. It's what we're doing outside of that space. It's our marketing. It's our approach to our customers. It's about how we engage with the community. That's what I think separates us.
Dude, for sure. 100%. And, you know, I kind of talked to you a little bit earlier, too, before we started the interview, is when,
yeah.
When I see your beer, Black Hops, I was kind of just, I can just see a bunch of guys hanging out, drinking beer, playing Xbox together or PlayStation.
Yeah.
What kind of impression do you guys hope to leave with your customers after they're drinking or while they're drinking your beer?
I think the impression that we would like to leave is just, you know, obviously a positive, fun experience. We want people to have enjoyed drinking it and feel connected to kind of the message that's behind the beer. Mm-hmm. If I don't know, if you're aware, like we have a strong social presence. Our name in itself is quite a ironic twist on our business plan. So Black Hops is kind of a play on words of a black operation, which is quite secretive. And what we actually do is we share everything that we do. We share our recipes, we share our procedures. We do a lot of that through our podcast and our blog. So that's the kind of message that we would like people to connect to when they're drinking that beer. They go like, you know. Know that they could email us and say, you know, what's the recipe? I want to make this at home, and they'll get a response.
Sure, dude, 100%. It's all transparency. I think I think people are attracted to that, and they'll come to you. You know, that's super
totally.
Cool. I think a lot of companies are scared to share that kind of information because
they're
probably like, oh, well, they're just gonna go make it at their house. But the thing is if they know how to make it, they're still most likely gonna buy it from you. You know, it's almost
exactly
makes
right. Like I think.
100%.
Transparency, especially in like the entrepreneur scene, it's very popular at the moment. A lot of people are doing it because it's working. It's something that's a little bit new and fresh to the craft beer industry, which is cool. So we're kind of like one of the first guys that are doing that. I'm sure that you know there's going to be a lot of people jumping on that wagon soon. And yeah, as you're saying, it's not threatening to share this information. It's actually empowering. If guys want to make your beer, they're going to try it anyway. And if you're sharing your recipe, then they're going to have respect for you.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And so how do you think creating all this content, and giving it out, that's kind of set you apart from other breweries as well, right? You have the podcast,
yeah.
You have the blog. What do you think that's doing for you guys? I know you said being transparent, but just actually creating this content, what do you think is just attracting more people? What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, it's definitely attracting more people and it's getting a lot of attention. One thing that's really cool for me, and it's a little bit of a side note from what's necessarily good as a business, is I'm getting a lot of other brewers contacting me and saying, hey man, I've been listening to your podcast since the start. We've been reading your blog since you guys started. Like, we're starting our own brewery and it's just been so helpful because a lot of this information we can't find anywhere else. And it's, you know, it's cool to have someone sharing that and kind of growing that community. So for me, I'm really glad to see that that's actually happening. It was my intention in doing this. It wasn't just to kind of win people over and sell more beer. It was to about strengthen that the craft beer community. I'm first and foremost, I'm a brewer, so I'm passionate about beer and creating a good beer scene. And second of all, I'm a business owner. So obviously, it's really working well for us. We have a lot of a strong like home brewing and like craft beer kind of passion scene that guys get together and they talk about beer and they drink beer. And when you've got a company like us that are sharing so much information and engaging them directly, it just does wonderful things for us.
200%. What color? It's a black beer, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Talk about that.
So this Activision beer, the Call of Duty, it's called a Midnight Pale Ale. Okay. And it's a style that I kind of invented. The reason behind it was we wanted, when it was Black Ops and Black Ops, like the first idea and an obvious idea was it had to be a black beer.
Yeah, sure.
The only problem with that was we're leading up to summer in Australia, which gets quite hot and probably not the best weather for drinking dark beers for most people. And so we thought about a few different options on how we could actually make a black beer that didn't taste like a black beer. So we came up with this Midnight Pale Ale. We used a special variety of wheat. It's called Midnight Wheat. It's actually from the States. And it's used to impart color without giving too much of that kind of harsh bitterness and roastiness that you get from like a stout or a porter. So it's a black beer that doesn't taste like a black beer. It tastes more like an American pale ale. And we actually packaged it in black bottles. So you can't see what color the beer is until you pour into a glass. And the idea behind that was that people would typically just open the lid and start drinking and go, oh, this is, you know, it tastes like a pale ale. And then, you know, they pour it into a glass and that kind of almost plays with their mind a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Well, what kind of feedback have you gotten from that?
It's awesome. It's been great. So we've had one of the coolest things about this whole project was that we got our beer and craft beer in general into the hands of a lot of people that probably have never drunk craft beer before. Yeah. So this would have been, you know, their introduction to craft beer. So it was always a bit nervous for us to see what the response was from those kind of craft beer virgins. Mm-hmm. And it's been super positive. We've had heaps of like YouTube reviews, a lot of gamers that normally like review games reviewing our beer, which was cool. We've also had the craft beer community getting involved and talking about the beer and drinking it, and it's all been great. Everyone's loving it at the moment, which is cool. We're really proud of it. We weren't too surprised at that. Like, you know, we're super happy with the beer, so yeah. We're just glad to hear that we're not the only ones.
Yeah, 100%. We always like our own product, most.
Yeah,
of them, right?
Yeah. No one's gonna like it as much as us. But.
Yeah. It'd be really cool too if I could totally see you guys sponsoring gaming events and stuff like that. You know, there's so many cool things the way you guys are taking it in terms of marketing. I'm a big marketing geek, dude. I love marketing, and you know, that's why I think the first thing that stood out to me was totally your box, the black bottle, and then I read that it was actually a. I don't really know the difference between the black or different kinds of beers, but I know you kind of talked a little bit about that before and I had to ask you, but yeah, dude, the product is pretty cool. So the black hops is called the Midnight Ale.
That's the Midnight Pale Ale. So that's the style of the beer.
Okay. That's the style of the beer. Okay, cool. Okay. With the latest launch of Black Ops, how crazy has it been for you guys with the game launching 2 weeks ago? It's been pretty nuts.
Yeah, it's been huge. So we were lucky enough to work with Activision and get the beer out to a lot of like the big gamers, big name gamers, like yeah. Pro gamers and like big name reviewers and stuff like that. So we really got to infiltrate that market and get the story itself spread like wildfire. It made it all around the world. Like we were getting news articles in Portuguese and Spanish and you know, definitely through Asia and the United States. So the story was huge, and the biggest kind of comment that we got was people saying like, how do I get this beer in England and how do I get it in the States, which is cool. And since the game's now come out, a lot of guys are doing what we hoped they would do, and they're playing the game while drinking the beer. It's awesome. And taking photos, which is always cool.
Yeah, that's super cool, man. Yeah, so what's next for you guys over at the Black Ops? More video game themed beers? What can we expect in the future?
From now, we're going to really focus on our own brand for the time being, because we're about to open the doors of our own physical brewery. We want to really start building up our own brand. We're going to start bottling our own beer. And getting our own name out. We haven't got any plans to do any more partnerships like this one. This was quite a unique opportunity for us, and something we don't necessarily want to be known for, as in, like, we partner up with different products. This was quite unique and really fitting to our company. I'd be surprised if something came up soon that was kind of as relevant as that game was. Mm-hmm. So yeah, our attention is just going to be 100% inwards and kind of promoting our own brand. As I mentioned before, you know, we've had a strong focus on our social side, so we continue getting our podcast out with our blog, and we just started writing a book as well on, like, how to start a brewery, because that's really our underlying message to everything we're doing. It's sharing that story on, like, you know, if you want to start a brewery, this is what we had to figure out, and you know, we're happy to share it because it's pretty valuable information, and we'd like to see more breweries in Australia. So we'd hate for them to kind of get to a certain point and give up because it's just too hard.
Yeah, dude, 100%. And I could totally relate with a lot of the things you're saying. I could totally see, you know, I'm getting a lot of ideas with our product we're coming out with. We had to deal a lot with manufacturing companies. We had to learn from granulation size to different this to different that. You know, there's just a lot to figure out that going into it, you don't realize you have to know all this stuff.
And you sit back and you think, man, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are asking these questions right now, and they don't know, and maybe they won't know unless I tell them. So, I think it's cool to.
Yeah, it's super cool, man. It's super, super cool. Now, with distribution, where is it available at right now? Where can people find your product, and how do you think you're going to be able to actually, you know, you have people interested all over the world. What's your plan to actually get that to all of them?
Sure. That's an awesome question. No, that's cool. It's not something we haven't thought about. So our beer from our brewery and like our gypsy beer that we brew at the moment, it's available in kind of southeast Queensland, Brisbane and the Gold Coast, which are our two local cities, and that's where a lot of our market is. This beer that we did with Activision, it was pretty important that if we're going to make this beer, we knew it was going to be pretty popular and get talked about, and we wanted it to be really accessible. So rather than try and get it into like liquor stores and bottle shops and bars around the country, we partnered up with a online liquor distributor. Cool. Who run like an online liquor store, and we sold it exclusively through them. It's called Beer Bud. And basically, you can just go on their website and order a case of beer, and it'll get delivered Australia wide. So that was cool for Australia. Like, anyone in Australia can get the beer and get it delivered. Usually, like, I think it's like, yeah, it's like a few days and costs about $6 to get a carton delivered. It's really good system that they've got going.
Yeah,
as for outside of Australia, it becomes quite tricky when you're dealing with alcohol. So manufacturing a lot of other products and exporting is, you know, relatively simple process. Making alcohol and exporting it is really, really difficult. You have to deal with a lot of different laws, you know, and different processes for getting it out there. We've definitely got plans to expand Black Hops out of Australia, and the easiest way to do that is through kind of setting up other breweries outside of the country.
See, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to see if it would just make more sense to just come to America, open up a brewery here, and then for sure.
What some companies do, and it's quite effective, is they'll basically go and do a gypsy brew in another country. So, we come to the States, partner up with a local brewery, brew a batch of our beer together, and kind of get a taste for the market and see if there's enough demand there to warrant setting up another brewery there.
Cool, man. That's super exciting, man. That's super, super exciting. Well, I'm almost done.
Cool.
And, you know, every episode I like to take a moment. I want to acknowledge my guest, and you know, it takes a ton of persistence to first of all start a company, but then to take it to the next level and start a brewery or some type of manufacturer. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it takes a lot of work, a lot of persistence, and you know, I want to acknowledge you guys. So keep up the hard work, and You know, it's inspirational, you know, that people are doing it all over the world. And it's very cool that I can come on here and talk to you. So I'm very appreciative, dude. Very appreciative. And I'm glad that I got you on. So I have
awesome. Thanks, Alex, man. That's really nice.
Yeah, dude. Anytime. Two questions left.
Cool. Let's go.
What advice do you have for up and coming entrepreneurs who have aspirations of starting their own thing?
What advice?
What advice do you have? Yep. From just
personal experience. I think the best advice for a budding entrepreneur that's just getting started or just got an idea is that it's like, don't give up. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's so relevant. I see and hear about people kind of getting started and then hitting their first hurdle and just going, yep, no, I'm out. And like, that is the life of an entrepreneur. It's about, you know, successes and defeats, and it's about making sure that that's a slowly upward spiral, and eventually it'll pay off. Yeah. Particularly within kind of our focus, which is a lot of social marketing, which is, you know, something we're very passionate about. We see other people kind of saying, companies are going, oh yeah, I really should definitely, you know, start focusing my attention on this social stuff, and they get involved, and you know, they spend about 4 weeks doing a little campaign, and it kind of don't get this viral explosion that they were expecting, and then they give up, and people need to understand it. It's a slow burn. It's growth and success. There's no such thing as an overnight success. It's something you work towards over a long time, and as long as you can see that steady growth and kind of achievement, you just need to kind of be able to give yourself that fuel to keep that going.
Yeah, 200%. Being an entrepreneur is, you're just really solving problems over and over again, and
yeah, 100%. Yeah,
it never stops ever.
No, it never stops. The problems just get bigger, and the successes get bigger as well. Yeah. So you've got to be pretty thick-skinned. But yeah, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's so true, and it's the first step. And if you can kind of get your head around that, then you know you will succeed, I think.
Sure. 100%. I believe in being mindful. I like to live in gratitude. So what my last question of this interview is, what are three things you're grateful for?
Sure. Like, I'm definitely grateful for my family. So I've got a fiance and a 9-month-old son, and they keep me super grounded. It's, you know, when I come home from a hectic day, they're just, you know, can put a smile on my face and get my head out of that kind of hustle for a moment and kind of, yeah, live in that moment a little bit. I'm definitely grateful for my business partners. I love to be able to work with guys that I respect so much and I think, you know, are really super talented in what they do. And thirdly, I think I'm just probably grateful for my dog. Yeah, that's probably the last one. He might have missed out on the family, but you know, he's another one that's it's it kind of, you know, keeps me grounded. Yeah, definitely.
That's cool, man. What kind of dog do you have?
I've got a dingo cross Kelpie.
Okay.
So it's like an Australian working dog.
Dude, that's cool, man.
And yeah, there's something about a dog, a man and his dog. It's a connection that can't be described.
100%. Well, that's it, guys. The man himself, the master brewer. Again, Michael, I appreciate you coming on, and I'm sure my listeners are going to be excited to listen to this interview.
Cool. I hope so.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Michael McGovern. Black Hops Brewery is a very cool company. I've been kind of keeping an eye on them, following them. If you guys want to follow them, check them out. All of their links are in the show notes below. Just tap on the screen. Do me a favor. Share this with a friend or a family member. Share it with anybody. Share it to your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Do me a favor. And, I just really appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in every week. You know, I don't do this for money. I don't get paid to come on here every week. And I don't have any sponsors for the show. And I really appreciate you guys tuning in and, you know, helping me keep this thing going. And one day we're going to hit 100 episodes, and then hopefully one day 500 episodes. And I look forward to that journey. So thanks again. You guys are amazing. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. My name is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out.